Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. A resolution to allow copper nickel mining near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness passed the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate. The 50-49 vote was mostly along party lines. GOP Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina joined all Democrats in voting against the measure. Senator Tina Smith warns the proposed mine will harm the watershed of the BWCA and damage the tourism industry. Congressman Pete Stauber introduced the resolution in the House to lift a 20-year ban on mining. Minnesota's unemployment rate ticked up 0.1 percentage point to 4.5% in February, Department of Employment and Economic Development Commissioner Matt Verilich.
The timing of ICE's unprecedented actions in Minnesota again aligns with the timeline and collection point for this data, which was mid-February. And while we cannot say that it was the one and only factor, ICE actions do seem to align with influencing Minnesota's February numbers in a negative way.
Minnesota's labor force decreased by almost 8,600 workers in February. 18 counties in southwest and west central Minnesota are under a red flag warning from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. today due to extreme fire risk conditions. The warning means fires can spread quickly and grow out of control with strong winds and low humidity levels. Residents should not burn in the warned counties, and the DNR is not issuing burning permits for yard waste and debris. The affected counties are Big Stone, Chippewa, Douglas, Candayohi, Lackey, Parle, Lincoln, Lyon, Murray, Nobles, Pipestone, Pope, Redwood, Renville, Rock, Stevens, Swift, Traverse, and Yellow Medicine. A bill that would place a 100% tax on stolen state money through fraud is working its way through the state capitol. Republican Senator Steve Drazowski of Mazeppa is the chief author of the bill on the Senate side.
We need to create a much stronger deterrent for the thievery of taxpayers' money in our state. This bill we are talking about today is one way to do what the people are asking us to do, to make the taxpayers whole and get our stolen taxpayer money back.
The tax would be put on anyone convicted of fraud in the state. The bill has bipartisan support. Attorney General Keith Ellison and a coalition of more than 30 states won a major antitrust trial against Live Nation and Ticketmaster Wednesday. After a five-week trial, a jury found the companies illegally abused monopoly power. Ticketmaster unlawfully maintained a monopoly in ticketing at major venues, while Live Nation monopolized large amphitheaters and tied artists to its promotion services. Financial penalties will be decided in a separate court phase. The Minnesota Senate has passed a bill modernizing regulations and licensing for Minnesota's Board of Veterinary Medicine, veterinarians, and technicians. Senator Rob Kupek of Moorhead led the bill through the Senate by 52-13 vote. Kupek says the bill was needed because the state is facing a critical shortage of veterinarians. The University of Minnesota women's gymnastics team is in Fort Worth, Texas for opening night of the NCAA National Championship meet. The 8th-ranked Golden Gophers are one of 8 teams still alive and will take part in the second session. Minnesota is in a 4-team pod that includes top-ranked Oklahoma, 4th-rated UCLA, and number 6 Arkansas. This is MNN.